There is only one thing that you can control in your life. That's your thoughts. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable. It's just that simple. Join me for the next hour on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, where I hope to inspire you to make the conscious decision to be happy. For that is the exact place where you need to be to create your own magnificent reality. Let us begin now. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm coming to you from a different location, so I haven't got everything finished yet, but I'm working on it, and it's getting ready for 2012, and 2012 is going to be such an exciting year. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about 2012 tonight. We have a terrific show planned for you, and it's all about the old paradigm of 2011, and shifting into the new paradigm of 2012. Kelly Kuhnuel is back with us, and she is going to be talking about some really interesting things. And I think it's everything that we need to hear. So I am really looking forward to it. Before we get started with Kelly, I want to mention and remind everyone that I am a certified hypnotherapist. And what I could do is to help you manifest your dreams into reality. You see, when you're in hypnosis, your ability to visualize is increased dramatically. Therefore, we are releasing all of the blocks and putting in the positive suggestions as you are visualizing the outcome. And I got to tell you, I have seen time and time again the manifestations occur in lightning speed. So I hope you'll contact me. I can do a phone Skype session, or I can do an in-office session, because I'm starting another office in Carlsbad. So you can either come to me in person or have me do a Skype video or a phone session. I'm available for you, and I definitely would love to help you. So give me a call. Just go to lawofattractiontools.com. And while you're there, browse the MP3s. There are hypnosis CDs, and they can absolutely help you to jumpstart your manifestations. So I hope you'll visit my webpage and see how I can help you during 2012. Also, I want to remind everyone of the most magnificent cruise coming up on April 30th out of the port of Long Beach, California, going to Catalina Island, which is so fabulous, and then going down to Ensenada. It is a four-night cruise. It is a ton of fun, so I hope you can join us. We're going to have international astrologer Tom Lesher. We're going to have Frank Butterfield with us, who channels Paul through the communion of light. We're going to have Garland Landreth with us. We are going to have the joyful healer, Christine McIntyre. We're going to have Susie Adcock, a medical intuitive who can just understand your vibration as she's in your presence. She's magnificent. And then we're going to have Karen Barbaric, who is going to be doing yoga in which to help us raise our vibration, to take in all of this incredible energy, and to literally change our lives. So it's going to be an exciting cruise, one that you're not going to want to miss. So just go to loaradionetwork.com, click on the cruise page, and I think you're going to be amazed on how affordable it really is. So I want everybody to sit back, relax, listen to our sponsors tonight, and then we're going to get going with this phenomenal Kelly Kuhnuel. We'll be right back after these words.
This is NLP tip number 2. How do you change a limiting belief? There are as many answers to that question as there are gurus trying to answer it. My answer is, you go on a personal growth journey, embark on a journey. Forget about the specific belief for a minute and just go on a journey that will help you learn about the nature of belief, that will allow you to gain new skills, that will allow you to change your entire life if you want to. Focus on that journey, and as you learn and develop and grow, your beliefs will change and adapt with you, and the ones that don't serve you any longer, they will fall away of their own accord. Now, the question is, how long is this going to take? The answer is the rest of your life. Life is a personal growth journey. It's what we're here to do. Let's focus on the process, enjoy it, learn and grow along the way. For more information, I'd love to share more with you at inlpcenter.com. This is NLP tip number 2. How do you change a limiting belief? There are as many answers to that question as there are gurus trying to answer it. My answer is you go on a personal growth journey. Embark on a journey. Forget about the specific belief for a minute and just go on a journey that will help you learn about the nature of belief, that will allow you to gain new skills, that will allow you to change your entire life if you want to. Focus on that journey, and as you learn and develop and grow, your beliefs will change and adapt with you, and the ones that don't serve you any longer, they will fall away of their own accord. Now, the question is, how long is this going to take? The answer is the rest of your life. Life is a personal growth journey. It's what we're here to do. Let's focus on the process, enjoy it, learn and grow along the way. For more information, I'd love to share more with you at inlpcenter.com.
Have you been receiving your free issue of Alms Times magazine in your email box? Every 2 weeks, you'll receive this top quality magazine that has spiritual, metaphysical, and scientific information that will rock your world. Go to almstimes.com. OMTIMES.com to sign up for your free subscription today.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Welcome, Kelly, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm so glad to have you back again.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. It just feels so perfect and right to be here in this moment.
You know, it really does. As I was mentioning before, that for some reason, your business card, your book, The Inward Journey, and you have been popping up in my life for the last 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden I get an email from you and I'm going, okay, we are supposed to have a show together. And I have no idea where it's going to lead us, but it feels just fantastic to have you on again.
Yay! Thank you so much.
So let's start talking. How has your year been?
Oh my gosh. It has been very transformative, very filled with opportunity to go into some really deep breakdowns, to persevere through the breakdown, to really reach the other side, which I call breakthroughs. So lots and lots of very deep work this year, very powerful transformations from the inside out. Yeah, it's been really, really amazing.
You know, I think that holds true for everyone during the year 2011. It just appears, including myself. I don't know if I've had a lot of breakthroughs, but I have had a lot of contrast, and that contrast has really pushed me to go forward, and I didn't want to go. It kept on pushing. I didn't like it, and I felt like I was in the victim role a couple of times, and I had to kick myself out of that and just keep on thinking that everything was happening for the right reason.
Absolutely. You know, what's so wonderful is that we all may use different language. I might call it breakdowns. You might call it contrast. But you're right. You know, we're definitely all going through the exact same thing. And I really feel one of the key components with 2011 is commonality. Because, you know, it's often that we feel like we're all alone and this is just happening to us. And, you know, I'm going to hide out in my house and not tell anybody what else is going on in my life. And this year in 2011, I feel like it was really different. I feel like there was more sharing, more very big picture events going on in the world that drew it back into a place of integrity and authenticity at the same time, and also commonality. Like, we're all here together and we're all going through this. But it was about this underlying current that you spoke of, where even when we were kicking and screaming and feeling like there might not be a light at the end of the tunnel, there was something deeper going on that just kept us all moving forward. Like, we're all in this great river together and the current's just pushing us. Even if we want to hold on to a branch and stay put, it's just not possible anymore, you know? We really have to move forward, and we can choose to do so with struggle or surrender. So, yeah, I think that, you know, the good news, the gift, is that we're all journeying in this massive way forward as a collective. So, sounds great to hear everybody's individual story so that we can all go, oh my gosh, wow, you too.
Yeah, and it's true. I did feel like I was alone. And you're right. We're all on it together. You know, and it's really funny because surrender, I thought I had been surrendering all year long, but it's not until actually these last 2 weeks of 2011 have I really just let go. Really, whatever happens is going to happen, but I know it's going to be all right.
You know, this vision came up when you were sharing your story for me, and it's going to sound maybe funny, but it's like a tub of water. And you're done in the tub, and you hit the button, and the water's draining. And you don't necessarily think the water's draining. It doesn't really look like it is. But maybe if you look to the side, so you see a different perspective, you start to see the level of the water go down, and it seems really, really slow. But at the final part, the water goes down really fast. And that's what I feel like you just described. These last couple of weeks have been the spiral of, like, showing us that our old selves have been falling away and releasing all year long, whether we have been super conscious of it or subtly conscious of it. It's been happening. And yet you can't deny at the final moment when all the water's out that it's all gone. And so that's this momentum that's building in the end of this year that's a grace period. Because that underlying current is divine love and divine grace saying, you know what, we're all okay. This is all happening perfectly. And you can even really let go of those final specks, those final pieces of dirt or residue, which I call old stories, old beliefs, old paradigms. And once it's all released, what I've experienced in my life and in all my work I do with people is what is left is actually your divine, authentic, beautiful self. And that's what I feel like is the grand portal opening up for everyone, is to actualize, to really experience and see something that we've all had that extra layer of dirt covering, if we keep with my little water analogy.
Yeah, along with the water analogy, you know, when it finally, all the water drains out, you get this sense of pure freedom.
Absolutely.
Ah, it's very freeing. It's like, okay, done that. I'm gone. I'm out of the tub. I'm out of the water. I'm out of the soup.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how... I mean, it not only has it been on a personal level, but it seems like the awakening has been on a more political nature as well. I mean, the realization that something's not all right in our government or in governments around the world. It's like an awakening as to what's really going on. And as disturbing as it is, it seems like everything that we believed in as a child has come up during 2011. And even the way that we think about our God, our religion, our government, our family has all pushed us into another understanding, and it's been an awakening year.
Absolutely. You know, the way I like to look at it is there's the old paradigm, the bridge of remembrance, and then the new paradigm. Now, the old paradigm is the world that has secrecy to it. It has illusions to it. It has a particular way that things are seen for a reason, and it has to have limitations to it because it's the way that we've crafted living our lives so we can experience it in a certain way. Having said that, I believe 2011 opened up a very large, what I call, bridge of remembrance. So it's this gateway saying, oh yeah, you know what, that way that we've been seeing ourselves and therefore then the world outside of us, we have to unveil some things. We have to let go of some ways that we have been seeing it, perceiving it, experiencing it. And so the macrocosm political world, for example, has been bringing things out into the forefront, offering all of us on the planet an opportunity not to judge, but to discern within ourselves, where are we willing to let go of our own little guilt we may have inside, or secrets we may be holding, or places that we might be loving to forgive ourselves or others. And it offers us a macrocosm view of the intricacies that are going on within each of our lives. And even having said that, it also offers up, as you're walking across the bridge of remembrance into a whole new paradigm, a place of just being love, just holding space and being love and seeing this dynamic that's playing out that looks like a fall down for some people, out of a place of non-judgment. You get to look at it and just honor that everything in life is about shifting and changing right now in quantum leap levels. And so the more we can be the observer of the outer world mirroring back personal ways that we can see within ourselves and let go of the old, and also personal ways that we can see everyone as connected to us. That's what I really feel 2011 has been the gift for. This movement out of I'm separate, and the politics or, you know, economy or the worldview or, you know, the environment, you know, it's outside of me versus, hey, wait, this is all a part of this community that's changing together. And if I want to ball up in my home and act like nothing's changing, well, all I need to do is turn on the news. All I need to do is pay attention outside myself and notice, ah, change is happening. I don't need to hide out. I'm going to step up and stop being small and be my most magnificent self. That's really where I see it going, you know, and what this activation of things that have been falling away this year by showing up as very, you know, taboo things that have come out to the news and the media to say this is unacceptable, you know, it's simply, without judgment, and I repeat that because I think it's really important as we walk into the new paradigm, opening our hearts and realizing that there is a gift in everything happening on this planet. And when we move out of the head and judge it and stay in the heart and really observe it from a pure place, we can have compassion for the expression of these old walls falling away that these people are representing to give us all permission to say, yeah, let that part of you go too. I'll stand up and be the one, you know, in the media. You be the one in your personal life and let these old ways that you're, you know, holding on to these, you know, anything, old stories, beliefs, patterns, etc. I being the one in the media, it's the person you're watching, giving you the permission to just set that free within your own life. And the more we can just observe with love, the more that love within ourselves starts to radiate. And it just brings about a peace of mind as these transformations are occurring.
Okay, so let me ask you, you brought up some really good stuff. We should not judge, but yet, how do we not judge? How do we determine if it's good or bad, or we just leave it as it is and not form an opinion or not? I mean, isn't judging the way that we build the contrast?
So in the old paradigm, okay, judgment is essential. You must see things as good and bad, right and wrong, up and down, cold and hot, for contrast or polarity. Now, that has been a way to observe the world and create separation. Okay? Separation comes as a result of contrast and polarity. If those people on the planet who still want to play in the old paradigm want to still play there, then you realize that the old paradigm works. If you're interested in playing the game of polarities and contrast, so you can stay separate. That person did something bad, and it makes me good, right? That's this judgment. Okay, a whole new way to look at it is called the new perspective of the new paradigm. When you are walking in the world and you are deciding to come at life from a new perspective, you use what's called discernment, not judgment. Discernment is meaning that you open your heart to have compassion for the individual or individuals who have acted out of their own accord for their own journey, but you're not choosing to put them in a jail cell and then put yourself on a pedestal out of contrast. You're choosing to have total love and abandon the concept of separation and adopt the understanding of connection. Because if you're willing to look deep enough within yourself, you'll find that some part of you had a fear that maybe that person represented on an external level. They played the fear out. You may not be ever playing that fear out, but you have a relatedness. And you go, whoa, I can relate a little bit here. Maybe the relatedness is so tiny, it's a granule of a salt, you know. However, it's still about love, and discernment means you're not choosing to act in the same way they are, but you're also not choosing to judge them, make them wrong, and you righteous, right? So it's a very different way to walk the planet in a way of allowing everybody to be who they are so they can learn their lessons, and yet you stay in tune with your own heart and your own guidance. And, you know, one more part to this. If there were two people that watched the same situation unfold and both were in the new paradigm, meaning they're willing to just stay in their heart, one person might get an intuitive hit, like following their guidance that just says, yeah, just observe this and walk away from it. And that person would do that. The second person might have the intuitive guidance, their heart guiding them and saying, hey, you know, this situation going on, it's also going on in your local school system. So why don't you go be a part of the local school system's, anti-bullying act and go out and really be proactive. So that person would not be judging the situation as good, bad, right, or wrong, but would have observed it from an open heart and felt the calling to go participate in it.
Wow, that was good. That was brilliant. I loved it. That makes so much sense, because now I can see why all of the contrast and the separation happened in 2011, because we are kind of like entering that new paradigm right now. Right now.
Right now, absolutely. And, you know, that's what this time is about. It's about realizing that the old paradigm, it works, and it works great, and we've all embodied it and immersed ourselves in it. But those that are here listening to this and being a part of this moment are the ones that are not judging the old paradigm for being right or wrong. We're just realizing it's not working for us anymore. So I'm ready for a new decision to be made to stay in a new way of living. And that's what I call the new paradigm. And that's why I say there's something, I've just sort of coined it myself in my book and what I teach in my all my work is the bridge of remembrance. Because that's what we are on. We are walking across this bridge, remembering as we're looking back to the old paradigm going, oh my gosh, that was not so much fun. Thank you, but that didn't really fit me too well. Because I'm so much more. And then looking over to the new paradigm going, I'm excited for what that is. I'm super, super jazzed. And yet staying present and really tuning in to some really beautiful divine wisdom we all hold within ourselves to assist us in the moment to move out of the old and into the new way.
So we are moving into the new way. We're releasing the old. So is it going to be a faster journey for us than the old paradigm? I mean, are we going to be able to transform faster? Like, is it going to take the whole year of 2012, or is it going to take the next 20 years of our lives, or what? What do you think?
Well, going back to the analogy of the water, if I could go back from, let's just say, 1995 till the beginning of 2011, it was like sitting in that water, and it was slow. It was molasses, you know, the way that it felt like it was shifting. And then all of a sudden, here we are, only in the last couple of weeks of 2011, and it just went really fast. So my answer is this. The energy for the mass consciousness of the planet is accelerated, offering an opportunity for quantum shifts and changes. Now, having said that, it is not like the light is going to turn on overnight necessarily for everyone, because that's not the way we designed it inside of ourselves. We're actually excited to release our experiences from a world that was pain and struggle and drama and trauma, and joyfully, gracefully, excited and passionately look forward, you know, into what the new paradigm is all about. So it's going to happen in way greater quantum leaps than ever before. And one way that I can already show everyone that this is happening, you can see in your own life where perhaps a year ago, something really bothered you. You got easily agitated. You couldn't stop thinking about it. It just really got your goat. And all of a sudden, same situation arises, maybe someone around you is going through it, or maybe it's very close in your inner circle, and you are totally at peace around it. It doesn't bother you, that person, that event, that situation. You just feel like this divine grace, this something shifted, and you didn't even have to pay attention to it. This is what is going to start happening more and more and more. There's going to be these beautiful moments of just instant transformation. And then there's going to be these other moments of opening up our scope of awareness around situations that are going on in our individual lives that once we are, you know, narrowing in on the expansion of seeing it from a new point of view, that's the part of us, and this is going to be different for everyone, but this is the part of us that really wanted to set up the pathway to walk slower down this particular situation so we could really digest it and move through it in a whole new state of awareness that I believe is happening so that we become more in a state of being a teacher for those that are going to come behind us. Okay, so there's going to be, you know, situations that are different for everyone that we're all going to pluck out of the, you know, cosmos as ideas for us to slow down, walk through the whole process so that we can really get it, basically turning around and having, you know, kind of an entourage of people around us. No matter what your career path may be, we're all teachers. So there's going to be people that will come our way that are going to be going through the same thing. And just because you slowed down through that particular sliver of a process, you're able to teach these people specifically, step by step, what you did that will assist them in going through it. And I believe that's one more way that in 2012, we're going to build tribe and community, whereas we used to do it all by ourselves.
Yeah, I can see that happening. And it's just not on a local level. It's globally. As long as we can keep the internet free and safe, the world, we are the world. We are coming together in ways that we were never able to before. So it is very, very exciting, and it's just not local, but I'm feeling the expansion of seeing and understanding other countries without actually beyond being American. I've taken off the label of being American, and now I can see and understand what they have gone through and what they are going through. And it's like, it finally, we are becoming one. There is no separation globally, like you were saying. So I can see this all playing out. And it is fantastic.
I know, isn't it? Yeah, it's like, and here's where we can look at it without judgment. It's okay that we've all sort of been, you know, ostriches with our heads in the sand. That's okay. That's what the old paradigm has set out. And I really want to emphasize that, because as people begin to wake up, there can be a lot of self-judgment, a lot of self-hatred, a lot of anger towards your own self, like, why didn't I see this earlier, and why didn't I do something different, and kind of, this whole self-sabotaging energy. You guys, it's not needed to do that. It's been a great journey, and we're all sort of rearing our heads now out of the sand that was appropriate for us to bury into for our individual world in the old paradigm. But as you mentioned, kind of the World Wide Web and looking around and seeing the world through new eyes, but yet you still kind of look down and you're your own body still, and then all of a sudden you notice there's so many people around you and you're all in it together, and they're going to share with you the culture of, you know, Africa and the culture of, you know, Cuba and the culture of, you know, Siberia, or, you know, all these different countries and lands and people and villages and talks, and there's just this new awareness that everyone's sort of rising their heads up out of their own individual lives and journeys and coming together to see it from a whole new collaborative way. It's happening, you're right, and it's just fascinating.
And I've noticed that we haven't mentioned the word fear through our discussion today. And it's like the fear is kind of going away. It's just like we're accepting. Right?
Absolutely. Once again, fear is a very important ingredient in the old paradigm.
Mm.
Without fear, the old paradigm would not really exist. So if one wants to buy into and play out fear, then you're definitely going to be living in the old paradigm of struggle and pain and ups and downs and roller coasters and all these things that we've all done. However, you're right. Once you're really in a place where you realize, and I say realize because this isn't like you have to do something specific in order for this to be happening. It's already happening. It's just a matter of how much are you opening up to realizing this is happening.
Right.
And as you do open up and awaken and see this is all happening, you know, it just takes on a whole new way. And the fear that kept you planted in the old paradigm releases itself with grace and offers you an opportunity to step into a place where there's so much more expansion of the heart, which has to be love. And so you're right, you flow into that more naturally. And that's what I mean when I say there's scenarios where you may have thought, oh my gosh, when I, you know, didn't have money a year ago, I was freaking out. And now, if I don't have money, I'm not really freaking out. I'm okay with it. I'm at peace with it. I'm letting go. I'm surrendering. I'm opening up to something much greater, right? And then it just moves the dynamic away from fear, like you said, and into that which is our authentic self, which is more empowering and love-filled.
And yeah, we're able to manifest what we need, because truly what I've discovered is that we are living in a very abundant time, and there's no need for lack, and that lack is the old paradigm. We really, all of our needs are met unbelievably well.
They are, you know, and one thing that the old paradigm does very well is it constructs a viewpoint to say that abundance has to only mean monetary abundance, for example. But once you start walking across the bridge of remembrance and you let go of that limited concept, you breathe in more awareness and then manifest more things into your perspective and into your heart that goes, oh my gosh, I'm so abundant because I'm healthy. I'm so abundant because I really have these dear friends nearby. I'm so abundant because I have a new relationship with my family now. I'm so abundant because I have this great new self-love, you know, going on. I'm feeling this divine grace. I'm feeling this divine love. And it's just this gratitude of what is flowing in and always has been. But in the old paradigm, we boxed ourselves up and said, well, it has to look like this job that has to bring in a certain amount of money and it has to have a certain, you know, benefits. And, you know, what I personally believe is that the economy that shifted a couple years ago was one of the greatest gifts we as a collective gave ourselves to show ourselves we were in a box and give us opportunities to step outside the box, you know, cliche and all, and begin living and seeing what else is possible and exploring that and being with that. And that's abundance. We've all been given that gift of abundance. Yeah, absolutely.
That's wonderful. I loved how you put that. So in your book, The An Inward Journey, A Guide to Living Your Best Life, you have some exercises in there. Could you give us a couple of exercises to help shift us into the new paradigm and to let go of some of the other stuff that maybe we're kind of holding on to a little bit?
Sure, of course. So something that I haven't brought up too much is the inward journey. It simply just means dropping your mind into your heart. And in your heart, you're going to find your greatest self, your most phenomenal, all-knowing, divine self. So one of the really simple tools that I love to share is about picking a symbol. So you simply can just pick a symbol. It can be a penny, it can be a star, a rainbow, it can be a song, it can be anything, anything possible. And you basically pick the symbol by saying out loud or in your heart, your intention. My intention is to know that whenever I see a penny, for example, that's going to be a sign from my highest divine self, letting me know that I am awesome, that I'm on the right path. And so that's your intention, and you just choose your symbol and set it free. What will happen is within the next 24 to 48 hours, you're going to see your symbol in some way, shape, or form. When it comes your way, pay attention to the warm, fuzzy feeling you feel in your heart. This is going to be recognition on your part that you are amazing, that you are opening up to the new paradigm, that you are willing to see that your life is unfolding in these really magical ways. So it's a way to declare a symbol by choosing it, not out of a place of doubt, but actually out of a place of affirming to yourself the joy of this new paradigm. And then when you experience it, you acknowledge it by really just, you know, authentically feeling what happens in your heart, which is going to feel really comfortable and confirmation. It just makes you smile when it shows up. And that's your way of acknowledging that yeah, this is fun. And as fun as this is, I'm going to make this even more amazing. And that's just one easy tool to use to move you into the new paradigm. Yeah.
I like that. I like the idea of seeing a penny. That is a great intention. I'll have to do that myself.
Yeah. So I can give another simple one, too. Intention is really powerful. And all intention is it's basically shooting an arrow from your heart into the trajectory or the direction of that of which you are calling forth. And so another really powerful tool to use is if something's going on in your life and you're having a struggle with it, maybe it's a person, an event, you really would love something to show up and it simply hasn't shown up yet, or you would just like to have a different understanding about something. What you do is you simply just shut your eyes and you imagine this individual or circumstance or event in front of you energetically. And your intention is that you are soulfully communicating to that individual event or experience from the highest level of your being to the highest level of their being. And in the new paradigm, how you communicate to them is from the heart. So you're going to have a dialogue in your heart to their heart, but you're coming at it with the intention that the highest self of you is communicating to the highest self of who they are. And you basically just lay it out on the table, whatever you'd like to say, to state to the situation or experience or person in the gist of your message, hey, I'm seeing this experience from a certain point of view while I'm in this, you know, ostrich costume with my head buried in the sand. And I'm excited to raise my head up and see this from a whole new level. Can you show me a whole new way to see this event, experience, opportunity? Okay, then you just let it go. Within, once again, 24, 48 hours of you having this inner, higher conscious connection with this person, something is going to show up in your life to give you an answer, a solution to that situation, because you're the creator of your reality, choosing to lift your head out of the old paradigm, rise your head above the clouds and say, wow, there's a vast area where I can see this from a whole new set of, you know, solutions, and I'm open to receive what these are. So it's, these tools are very simple but very profound in how the results come. And once again, you get the warm, fuzzy feeling that gives you this huge smile that says, this is awesome. Living in the new paradigm, of course I'm going to say yes to that because it's a little more fun and a lot easier than the old paradigm.
A lot easier. I'm definitely looking forward to an easier year. But I'm going to have to really monitor myself so that I don't slip back into the old paradigm. How do you accomplish that? Is it about monitoring yourself?
Well, it's about awareness. And as you are opening up and awakening, the light's turned on, you know, there's no turning back. So one of the things that will happen in 2012 is the level of your awareness of falling back into the old paradigm is going to become a lot more obvious. You still have the free will to choose wherever you'd like to go, but it will become very clear that the old paradigm is like wearing old clothes that don't fit you anymore. It's just going to be constricted. It's not going to feel good. It's going to basically get you to a point of going, enough is enough. Okay, I get this. Enough is enough. I'm ready. And in a good way. It's all a good way, you know? And yet also, for me, I've been doing my work professionally for 20 years, and what I do with individuals is I do hold space to give them the divine ancient wisdom guidance of what's going on, assisting with energy work that really helps the quantum leaps, and also provide a practical tool, something to walk away with, to apply, which is about empowerment. So I believe part of the answer is, as the old stuff starts to come up, there's going to be new models of things that show up for people that are going to say, oh, okay, I kind of just do these little steps and I'm good. That's very much what my work does. And a lot of other people that you're going to see in 2012 come out of the woodwork going, yeah, we're all in this together. You know, we're all saying the same thing. We all have these wonderful models, and it doesn't matter who you go to. You're going to resonate with it within yourself, that you're not going to want to go back into the old paradigm. So you're going to be happy that there's teachers out there or people out there who are saying, hey, here's a resource, once again, because it can be easy, because it can be fun. So it's just going to be very different. The way you used to, and everyone used to struggle to get out of something, it's going to be still a process, and yet also really enjoyable.
Oh, good, good. Glad to hear that. I'm ready for some, oh, mind-boggling joy, I'll tell you. I want to show everybody your book. Let me see if I can get this up here. It's called Inward Journey, and you can get this through Amazon, or you can get it directly from your website, correct, Kelly?
My website is my name, kellycanull.com. So KellyCanull.com. So, yeah, it's available in lots of different forms, but I would love for you to find it through my website so you can just really enter a portal that supports all these things that we're talking about. Just a beautiful space on the planet to kind of open your heart, feel safe, feel a part of community, and it's just everything is about an inward journey, whether it's any resource I provide or anyone else out there doing this work. We're really all saying, hey, you know what? Ironically, lift your head out of the sand, see it from a new perspective, but drop in. Drop into the heart. Drop into the all-knowing, beautiful part of you that has so many answers. I mean, it's the way to tune in to the part of you that is the magic. It is the joy. It is already anchored in deeply into the new paradigm. So if you want to know how to get from point A to point B, you drop inward and you stay in tune with your heart's guidance that's showing you, you know, what to do and where to go. And I really want to reiterate that the guidance can say, go take this course, go on a pilgrimage, you know, go help out with the Anti-Bullying Act, you know, go do all these things. It's going to tell us to be proactive and to do stuff, but it's going to be doing it and guiding us in such a passionate, really easygoing, playful way as we move forward into the new paradigm.
And would you agree, though, that if we are getting this guidance comes as a feel-good message. If it feels icky, then it's not actually the right message. Is that correct?
You know, that's the journey of going inward, is beginning to realize that when we lived in the old paradigm, oh my gosh, we just listened to the mind all the time, and it told us all kinds of things, and it's very good at what it does. But you're right, as you begin to journey and move out of the old paradigm, you start to listen to your guidance more, and the guidance that you're going to receive is always loving. It is always pure. It is always positive in nature. It is always inspiring and encouraging, always, 100% for sure. And if it doesn't feel or sound that way, you've really got to realize it's most likely your mind giving you some kind of dictates to pull you back into the old. So it's a journey, and that's why I feel like 2012 is going to be so great, because there's going to be more community speaking from the heart. And so it becomes a way of attuning to it, getting into entrainment with it so that it's more natural. You go, oh, yeah, I've been playing my life by the mind where everyone was playing by the mind, so we all kind of got on autopilot together. Now I'm going to go over here to the new paradigm, and it's a little different instruction. So I gotta listen. I got to pay attention. I got to learn how to listen to my heart and my soul. And then once you start doing it, it's just so deeply natural, you're not going to do anything else.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to look around and, oh my gosh, I have this support team and all these people are doing it too. Yeah. So it's a process. It, like anything, when we change, we have to kind of retrain ourselves how to do it.
How wonderful. Oh, Kelly, this has been such a delightful conversation. You've just confirmed a bunch of things that I needed to hear, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And here's to a great 2012.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's right here. It's right around the corner.
Yes.
I'm excited. So I wish you the best 2012 and a happy holiday season. And thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Much love, everyone.
And to all my wonderful listeners out there, Merry Christmas. I love you, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
As we close another show, it is my sincerest wish that you have a wonderful week ahead. Remember, through you, the world changes to reflect your happiness. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please send me an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com.